Shepherd's House is a non-denominational church located just a few miles from Glasgow, Kentucky, on the Edmonton Road. The Shepherd's House family invites you to Bible study on Sunday at 9 a.m., worship service at 10:30 a.m. on Sunday, and the Sunday evening service at 6 p.m. Midweek service at the Shepherd's House is Wednesday at 7 p.m. The Shepherd's House family cordially invites you to any of these services.
All right, I want to welcome those joining us by TV and by radio and by live streaming from wherever you're coming into our service from. Welcome to our Sunday morning worship service. I want to say to those listening by radio, you can go to www.theshepherdshouse and you can get the entire program. Our radio programs are about 30 minutes in length. The TV and the live streaming sometimes is closer to an hour. Also, I want to encourage you to those that's watching by YouTube to subscribe to the YouTube channel, and that will get you a notification every time that a new video is posted. And if you're listening or watching by Facebook, you can follow me there, you know, Pastor Jimmy Wilson, and that will also bring it up each time that we put up another video of another service. Been having some real good Bible study services on Wednesday and Sunday nights. Last Wednesday night we had preaching, and I felt led of the Lord to preach last Wednesday night, and we had a really good time there. And so anyway, you can go back and watch those, and please consider sharing this on your timeline if you're watching by Facebook, and that's the same thing as inviting people to come and be with us in church. All right, in Jeremiah chapter 18, very familiar scripture, going to look at it just a little bit different today. Jeremiah chapter 18, starting in verse number 1, it says, "The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord. Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel." Isaiah 61, starting in verse 1, says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Romans chapter 12, verse 1, "I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Let us pray. Father, in the loving name of Jesus, thanking you, Lord, once again, Lord, for this opportunity, Lord, to preach this marvelous gospel, Lord, Father, to those that are broken, those that are hurting, and those, Lord, that are far off, Lord, that might be drawn near to you. Father, asking you, Lord, that you would touch the hearts of everyone that's here and all that's watching by TV, listening by radio, and joining us by live streaming. Father, I pray, Lord, that the anointing of the Holy Ghost would rest upon me. Father, no honor, no praise, no glory would come to me in the flesh, but the name of Jesus might be praised for now and forevermore. Father, asking you, Lord, once again, Father, Lord, to touch me, use me, Lord. We know that we need the anointing, or all that's said and done would be void and in vain. Father, asking you, Lord, to help me, Lord, to preach, Lord, to those, Father, Lord, that needs encouragement. And Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit would love on those, Lord, Father, Lord, that are hurting and are broken. Father, we thank you and praise you this day, Lord, for all your many blessings. In the mighty name of Jesus, we humbly pray and ask these things this day. And it's in Jesus' precious name we do pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. I appreciate you standing for the reading of the Word of God. One quick announcement. Sunday, March the 30th, we're going to have the Bobby Bowen family here from down in the Nashville, Tennessee area, 10:30 a.m. to sing. There's no admission price. A love offering for them will be taken. Come out and be with us. We would love to have you. Title of the message today is Get Up, Move Forward, and Hear My Words. Get up, move forward, and hear my words. Jeremiah chapter 18, looking at verse number 2, he says, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there will I cause thee to hear my words. Now notice here, the first thing he said was, Arise. In order for him to arise, evidently he must have been down. You don't tell somebody that's standing up, would you mind standing up, please? It had to be somebody that was down. So Jeremiah was known as the weeping prophet. Jeremiah, no doubt, was going through a hard time. Any of you seen anybody going through a hard time, maybe a difficult time, maybe you yourself going through a difficult time? We're in a hard season right now, and things, I believe, is going to get better for those that will look to the Lord. But for those that refuses to look to the Lord, not only are you going to stay where you're at, you're going to continue to sink. One thing about quicksand, as soon as you get into it, you know that I'm in trouble, and as long as you stay there, the deeper that you get into it, until finally there's nothing left of you to even be able to see. But I'm thankful that there's a God that loves us if we're willing to arise. So the first thing he was telling Jeremiah to do is to get up. Quit feeling sorry for yourself. Get up out of the situation that you're in. Amen. And then he said, go down to the potter's house. Then he had to put forth some effort in order to move forward. Amen. The reason why some people never progresses in life is because they are stuck in the mud. They're stuck in the same place that they've been for a long time. I want to tell you, it's very easy to stop and go to feeling sorry for yourself. If you ever stop and go to feeling sorry for yourself, you're not going to progress in anything. You're going to be stuck. And as long as you stay there and feeling sorry for yourself, the worse you're going to feel about what you're doing and what you're going through. And sometimes we can focus on those things and it will absolutely destroy us. I'm thankful that we can look at other things like what we can do for someone else or to come and to worship the Lord in the midst of our problems, and God will come through. Nothing makes you feel any better, amen, than lifting up your hand and praising praising God when all of hell has came against you. Amen. When everything, amen, looks like it's going wrong in your life. Now, every one of us are going to have some spots and some periods in our life when things is not going to go really good. You have a flat tire on the car and the lawnmower. I have a flat tire on it too. And then you'll have one thing tear up, and then there'll be something else tear up. And you'll get sick with one thing, and something else will hit you. But see, when we decide, I'm going to rise above this, I'm going to get up, and I'm going to do what the Lord told me to do. And he said, if you'll go down to the potter's house and then hear my words. So he had to get up, and he had to move before that he heard his words. And when he got out to the potter's house, he showed him a piece of clay that had been marred in the hands of the potter. And so he made it again another vessel. He didn't throw it away, but decided to redo it and to change it and to remanufacture, if you want to say that, to bring it out in that scenario, the clay to where it was better than it was in the first place. I'm thankful that we can go back to the Lord as many times as we need to in order to find help. Sometimes we give up on ourselves and we say, well, I've just failed so many times. There's just no use in me trying anymore. But there is a use in you trying. Amen. If first you don't succeed, try again. Amen. Thomas Edison, I tried 100 times before he ever got the filament in the light bulb to be able to hold up. Ain't you glad that he didn't stop? Amen. In 99 tries, if you had, you'd have been sitting by candlelight and a kerosene lantern. Amen. When you eat your beans and whatever you're eating for supper tonight. Amen. So I'm thankful. Amen. He had the incentive to keep on trying. Amen. You're not perfect. God knows you're not perfect. Amen. But don't give up on yourself. And certainly don't give up on God. Amen. We got to rise. We got to get up. We've got to move forward. Amen. You failed 100 times before. But this next time, you're going to stand. This next time, you're going to make it. This next time, God's going to get you through it. Amen. You go to a dozen doctors, and every one of them gets you a bad report. I talked to a man yesterday at the auction that we had as a fundraiser for Kenya. And he was telling me that the doctor told him, said, that we think that there's a possibility you've got cancer. He said, I'm not listening to that. They said, we think we want to check your heart. We think your heart's bad. He said, I ain't listening to that either. He said, I'm going to live. And he said, God's healed me before. He's going to heal me with this. And he said, I don't want to hear this. You can talk about it to yourself, but I'm not listening to it. He's rose up. Amen. He's moved forward with faith. He's allowing God, amen, to build his faith and to help him. Amen. In the situation, when you give up, you're never going to get anything done. And you're going to get miserable. Amen. Listen, because you get a bad report, just because somebody has hurt your feelings, because somebody told you that you're ugly, there'll be somebody out there that thinks you're the most beautiful thing that is on the planet. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we need to always, amen, look, amen, and believe, amen, and move forward, and then hear the words of God. Amen. He's on our side. He came, amen, to give the all of joy to those that are mourning. Praise the Lord. He's came, amen, to set the captive free, to help those that are oppressed. What does oppressed mean? That means you're down because the situation is smothering you out. He's came just for you, to help you with your oppression. Amen. To help you up and out of the situation. I see people falling out of the church. Amen. We got new people coming in, but I see others falling out of the church. And it don't take nothing to keep people out of church. Why, they can work a little while on Saturday and they'll have to miss a week. Amen. That's why I hate to have fundraisers and stuff, because some of the people can't get out of the bed the next day. What a birthday yesterday. I don't feel good this morning. Amen. Listen, if you just do what Jesus did for you and really worship him like you need to, amen, you throw that cover back, amen, stick that toe out and the other one will come right behind it. All the other of them will come right behind it. The other nine will come right out if you just get that first one out. Amen. The others will fall. I had to stop and think how many we had there for a minute. Amen. But anyway, you got to get up and you got to keep on going. I knew some of y'all could laugh. I knew it was in there if I could just keep priming the pump and get it to come out. Amen. I'm thankful that the Lord, amen, makes us happy and gives us something to laugh about. Amen. I'm thankful we can get up. Amen. Move forward and allow God to change that situation. Oh, listen, the devil wants you to give up, sit down, amen, to quit. Amen, he wants you to believe in your heart that it's over for you. I don't know how many times the devil comes, amen, and has told me, well, you're not as young as you once was. I ain't, but I can kick like a mule. Amen, praise the Lord, I'm going to go out that way. Amen, it's not over till it's over. I'm not going to sing that song, too old to cut the mustard anymore. Amen. I'm going to cut the mustard anyhow. Praise the Lord. Some of y'all ain't ever heard that, but anyhow, that's for some of us that's been around 3 or 4 days. Amen. Or so. But anyhow, amen. The Lord will help us in every situation. You've got to believe that God, amen, is on your side. Amen. The Lord was trying to tell Jeremiah, get up, you weeping preacher. Get up, you man of God that's crying in your soup over the people that don't love me like they need to. Ooh, he's having to preach to Jimmy Maya this morning. Amen. Because I sometimes, amen, get down, amen, because of the people, amen, that it don't take nothing, amen, to get them out of church. Amen. They can't come, amen, but a month, amen, to miss three. Amen. Sometimes, amen, that goes to warring, amen, on you mentally. Amen. Everybody's not going to love the Lord, but for those that love him and worships him, amen, that really cares about him, amen, they'll take a lick and keep on ticking. They'll press forward and they'll go on. Sometimes it's easy, amen, to look to those, amen, that really don't love the Lord and they're really not part of the church and they never was. Amen. In the first place, should you let that pull you down instead of be thankful for those, amen, that are hanging in there, those that's always there, those that will give when they don't have it to give, those that will work when they don't feel like working, those that will sacrifice above and beyond what's expected of them, and they'll keep on pressing on. I'm thankful for those, amen, that love the Lord. I'm thankful for those that I can see the love of God that's in their life, not what comes out of their mouth, but the actions that they've got. Amen. It blesses me. It encourages me. It encourages me, amen, to see the ones that comes and says, well, there might not be many there, but I'm hungry. Would you feed me? Would you give me the word of God? We got down there after a church split years ago, and I had one Sunday school class. I had one student right there that said, this big church would seat 300, had one person come to Sunday school. Brother Jimmy, did you quit? I got my Bible and got right up there in the pulpit, and I talked just like I had 200 in here, didn't I? Every Sunday. Because, see, the Lord don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Everybody means something to him. And for those that are hungry, he'll feed you. And for those that wants him, he's there for you. And for those that will listen, he's got a better day for you. There's a better life for you. Amen. If you'll listen, hear his words, and believe, amen, that he's going to give the oil of joy for those that are mourning. He's going to help the oppressed. He's going to heal the sick by his stripes. We are healed. God will make a way. Amen. When there is no way, he'll open up a door where there's never been a door before. And he'll send money where you've never received it before. Hallelujah. Amen. Sometimes you get down and then there'll be somebody you never heard of send in a lump sum. You think, well, looky there. I didn't even know that person existed. But they've been listening for years. And the Lord just told them, send this in. And here they'll send it in. It'll be just in the right time. I'm so thankful for those that really loves the Lord. I'm so thankful for those, amen, that came to worship Him, that's got an attitude of, I'm going to move forward. They've got an attitude that I'm going to be better next year than I was last year. I'm going to be better this week than I was last week. I'm going to be stronger this next time because the devil knocked my legs out from under me and I didn't wallow in the muck. And I didn't get stuck in the muck, but I got up and I went down to the potter's house and I said, Lord, would you change me? Would you remake me? Would you remold me? Sometimes we look at ourselves and say, well, I know that I need to. Quit looking at yourself and saying, I know that I need to. Get up. Go to the altar, amen, to the potter's house. Right here's a potter's house. Right here's a mighty good place, amen, to come and hear His words. If you'll say, Lord, I've opened up my heart, I've opened up my mind, I've opened up my wallet, I've opened up my home, I've opened up everything that I've got, speak to me, Lord. Word of God, speak to me. We come to the house of God with attitude. Word of God, speak to me. I've seen people come in. I preach my heart out to them. They never changed one iota. Never. Not one time did they ever change. And then they play the victim. He's preaching on me. Well, go down to the potter's house. Who do you think the Lord was talking to when He told Jeremiah to arise? He wasn't talking, amen, to Isaiah. He was talking to Jeremiah. Arise. Go down to the potter's house. I got something to tell you. I want to speak to you just like He did with me with that rooster. And I'm not going to crow this morning. But years ago, He used a rooster to speak to me. He told me when I was down, just about ready to give up, He told me to go out to the chicken coop. Or the chicken house, as I called it. And I thought, Lord, what business I got out there? Jenny, I noticed I went and got the eggs. Why do I need to go out there? He said, I got something I want to tell you. So I started out to the chicken house, and Jenny was in the kitchen. She said, where are you going? I said, I got to go out to the chicken house. And she looked at me like I lost my mind. She said, what are you going out there for? I done got the eggs. I said, I don't know. I don't know why I'm going out there. I was praying. The Lord said, get up and go out to the chicken house. So I got up and I went out to the chicken house. Over in the corner of that chicken house was a rooster that had been pecked and pecked on and pecked on because all them others got on him. And you talking about bullying, he took bullying to the, they did to the next level. And there that poor rooster was. Them chickens went to flopping every which way and squawking and jumping around. And I let too many roosters congregate in that chicken house instead of doing something with them, and they pecked on him. And all them roosters ran off, and here the poor thing was. He got up, and here he started over toward me. Couldn't hardly walk. Top of his head, that cone that was once pretty had been pecked to where it was bloody. One eye was gone, completely out of the socket. There was only a few feathers, one in his tail feather, maybe one or two others on his back. His wing feathers was gone, all the other feathers. His beauty that he once had, what used to make him crow, had been taken away. He had nothing to live for. I said, Lord, I'll just go, you bring me out here to show me this poor rooster. Do I need to go get something to kill him? Put him out of his misery. The Lord said, watch him. I sent you out here to tell you something. And I seen that rooster stagger right up to the roost poles. We had about five or six roost poles. Each one went a little higher. At one time in the past, he'd been on top of that roost pole, strutting around in front of the hens. But this time, he was about dead. And the Lord said, watch him. And that rooster walked right up and looked right up to that roost pole, looked up to the top, and back down. You turned that one good eye around, looked at me. And he turned back around, and he flapped them nubs that he had, didn't have no feathers on them, like he'd done all them times before. He threw that head up in the air, and he crowed. I said, oh, Lord, what's he got to be thankful for? That rooster stopped. He turned around, looked at me one more time with that one good eye, and he stopped, and he looked at that bottom roost pole, and he hopped up on it. That's as far as he'd get because he had to have the wings to go any further, and there was no feathers in the wings. And on the bottom roost pole, he flopped those nubs one more time. He looked up to that top roost pole just as if this is as far as I can go right now, but one day I'm going back to the top and I'm going to strut around. These feathers is going to come back and I'm going to live. And he done them wings like that. He threw that head up in the air. The muscles stood up in both sides of his neck and he crowed so loud he actually hurt my ears as it rung against the metal walls of that chicken house. When he got done crowing, he hopped back down on the ground, and the Lord said, yet he praises me. Can you not praise me too in your hard time? I said, oh God, forgive me for whining over things not being so good. Give me the strength, Lord, to praise you. And I'll go back to the church and I'll preach. It don't matter how bad the shape that it's in. I'm going to go back and preach for the ones that are there. And I'm going to praise you. And I'm going to crow if I need to, if that's what I've got to do. And I've told this story everywhere. I told it in Portugal. I told it in Africa. I've told it in the Cayman Islands or the Caribbean Islands. Amen. I'll tell it everywhere I go. Amen. God sent me to a chicken house to preach the loudest message I ever heard preached in my life from a rooster that was nearly dead. Hey, listen, it don't matter what kind of shape you're in. Amen. God can use you if you'll praise him. Amen. In your condition, praise him in the time of hardness. Paul said to endure hardness as a good shepherd. When you've lost somebody, hold up your head and crow. Not because you've lost them, but because you know where they're at and you're going to get to see them again one day. Hey, hallelujah.
Thank you for watching our TV program. We hope that it's been a blessing to you. We could use your financial support. The TV program is doing better. We've got a few more contributions from the Chicago area. And also, we've got some now coming in from the New Mexico, Albuquerque, New Mexico area. We thank God for that. However, a one-time contribution is sure a blessing, and it sure does help. But in order to continue, we need your monthly support. Our program bills, TV and radio comes just like clockwork every month, and we sure do need monthly support. Also, we are doing our Kenya Christmas fund for the orphans in Kenya. When we were there in 2019, we had 16 churches. Now we've got 30 churches, lots of orphans. And you can write on your check for Kenya, or you can put a note in envelope with your money order saying for Kenya, or perhaps you want to do a portion, so much for Kenya, so much for the TV. Just let the Lord lead you and guide you on that. But we do need your monthly support, and we sure appreciate it, for without it, we would not be here. You can send your check or money order to Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, Kentucky, 42142. Again, that's Jimmy Wilson Ministries, Post Office Box 1346, Glasgow, GLASGOW, KY for Kentucky, 42142.
too. Also, we will be happy to give a contribution letter and mail it out to you the first part of this next year, so you can have your money. Donations would all be tax deductible, as long as you've got an address and a name, so we can send you that contribution letter. We'll be happy to do that. Thank you. God bless you. And please help us pray for this ministry. God's allowing us to touch many people with the message of the love of Jesus and the repentance that's needed for all the folks in not only Kentucky, but all around the world. God bless you. Thank you so much.
HLERadio.com, Jennings, Louisiana.